You're holding that Yudches from Rala from 10 lines down, but to that Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan. Toiskin Mayim Lagina. You're allowed to open up the water, let the water go, like water the garden. Erev Shabbos Simchashecha. Be you start before Shabbos, even though it goes and waters it the whole Shabbos, it's Mutter. Or Mismalas Velechas Kolayam Kula. Or Manichin Mugmar Tachas Akelim. You can put this sense under the kelim erev Shabbos, so mizgamim v'hokum kol hayom kula, and it burns on Shabbos, and the smoke is going up and making the kelim smell nice. Still, it's mutter since you started the melacha before Shabbos. Or manichin gofris put sulfur tachas akelim, or mizgamim v'hokum kol haShabbos kula, and it makes the silver become black. So even though it's being done on Shabbos, since you started before Shabbos, mutter. Or manichin kilu agaba yain, you can put the medicine on top of your eye. The Islamist Agabi Maki, you can put a band-aid on top of a maki, even though there's a lot of medicine in the band-aid. Or Misrapas Vokas Kolyam Kula, even though it gets healed up a whole Shabbos. Since you start before Shabbos. Avalei Noistin Chitl Teuchar Rechaim Shomayim. But you can't put Friday, right before Shabbos, wheat in the grinder that the water makes it grind. Unless it's going to be grounded up before Shabbos. But let the grinder work on Shabbos, that's awesome. Now, it's a big shayla, we'll soon see if this price goes according to Beis Shammai only, or it even goes according to Beis Hillel. So the first terrace now, the Maskoni, is it goes even according to Beis Hillel. Is my timer, what's the issue of this last thing? How come you can't start the grinder working before Shabbos, and let it grind throughout the whole Shabbos? What's wrong? But Beis Hillel, there's no issue of Shrisas Kalim. You're allowed to let your Kalim do Moloch on Shabbos, as long as you start it before Shabbos. So the first terrace is Amar Rabba Fnei Shisha. Shemeshemoi is Kalim. About it, it makes a lot of noise, there's a lot of noise going on, that's not nice to be done on Shabbos. It's called Av Shemilsa, and it's elusive to Shabbos. To have a big machine making a lot of noise throughout Shabbos, that's awesome. And the bottom dick is, sir, you shouldn't have Rechayim working in your house throughout Shabbos, since it's making a lot of noise, that's called it's elusive for Shabbos. Omalei Rav Yosef. For Lema Ma, Rav Yosef says, no, let's say another pshat in this braisa. Lema Ma, Mishim Shvishas Kalim. Let's say the reason why not allow let your Rechayim work on Shabbos, is because there's an issa, maybe shvisas kelim. You're not allowed to let your kelim do meloch on Shabbos. Titanya, learned in a braisa. The pasuk says, "Uvuchol asher amati aleichem tishmeru." It's an extra pasuk after it says, "Leman yenuach shorcha v'chamorcha." You're supposed to let your shor rest on Shabbos and your chamor. Hey, there's an issa according to everybody. You're not allowed to let your behemis do meloch on Shabbos. The next pasuk says, "Uvuchol asher amati aleichem tishmeru." Is l'rabbis? It's a ribui shvisas kelim. That even your kelim, if you own a keli, you're not allowed to let it do malach on Shabbos. So therefore, the rechayim, if you want the rechayim, the grinder, to be working, even though you let the water go before Shabbos, so it grinds the whole Shabbos, it'd be also to let it use. This pshat would be also to use a refrigerator on Shabbos, it'd be also to use a lot of keli, any keli. If there's any keli that's doing a malach on Shabbos, there's an issa shvisas keli. So why don't you say this pshat the brisa? So tomorrow, elo amar Rav Yosef enech nami, mishum shvisas keli. I tell you, the pshat this braisa, why you can't use your rechayim, is because there's an issa not to let your kelim do malach on Shabbos. Of the Zotik Gemara, of a hashtag, the yarmut, libesil is lu shvisas kelim, as you want to say now, this whole braisa goes even according to Beisilu, and according to Beisilu also there's an issa that your kelim should not do malach on Shabbos. That's why the rechayim can't work. Kelim yuraisa, of a Zotik Gemara, pshat in the beginning of the braisa. Gofrisu mugmo, my time is shori. How come you're allowed to let the, Mugma means the spices burn on Shabbos, and the smoke goes up and smokes up the kelim. You still have to make the begodim smell nicely. So even though you started before Shabbos, you put this incense, the spices, on the coals before Shabbos. Now on Shabbos, the coals are burning the incense, and the smoke is going into the begodim. The bride said, it's mutter. The shalom, why are your kelim, your tanner is doing this? Is my time Mishori, and the Gemara Mishum the Loi covered Maisa. We're making a chilek. Here the Keli is not doing any Maisa. It's just like in an oven, and it's just staying still. And the coals that are burning by themselves. It's not called the Maisa that's being done. It's Mishlema by the Rechayim, by the millstone. Mm-hmm. That's called the Maisa is going on. The Keli is like moving. That is an Issa Shrisa Kelim. But here we just have coals burning. So it's coal doing by itself. That's not called the Maisa. Who are then oiner and shell pishtin? You can't put pieces of flax. Also, my time is shori. Why is it mutter? Mishum loyavid ma'isa. You want to put your flax into the oven to warm up on Shabbos. You put it in before Shabbos, but it warms up throughout Shabbos and it becomes mislabin. You are making it white. It's mutter also because the tanner is not doing any ma'isa. Umenech na'ich is just staying there. For the Gemara, the Brice also says Mitzudis Chayi B'yoy Fedogim, the covered Meiser. Either Brice says you're allowed to put out the traps to catch fish, to catch Dogim. I is doing a Meiser. Is my time is shori? Push the trap. Does the Meiser catch? It captures it. It does the Meiser. So how does the Brice say it's mut to the start before Shabbos? Ah, Yon Shabbos is doing a melacha. And the Gemara Hosem Nami Velechi Bekukri. What type of trap we're talking about? The type of trap that you cap fish that has a hook on the top. So the trap, the hook is not doing anything. Just the fish goes and bites into the hook and the fish gets caught there. So the hook itself is not doing any malachim. So such an Indian, Shrisas Kalim, the Havamina is Mutta. If the clay is not doing a maisim, just you have a hook there and the fish comes and eats the hook and gets stuck to it, that's not called the clay, the hook did any maisim. Who are doing when he catch also chayim? It's a type of a thing that the behemoth goes inside it and he gets stuck there. He can't come out. So since the kli is not doing a maisa, the havimini it's mutter. Of the gemara, maskon is not that way. The gemara v'hashte the yom ravoishu. Ravoishu said like this: Om ravasi man tana. Who's this tana of this last brisa that says there's such an iser on Shabbos that you kalim have to rest on Shabbos? Mantana shvisas kelim diraita beishamahi. That's only aliba de beishamai. For loy beisilu, but not according to beisilu. And lalocha, locha, we hold you're allowed to have your kelim do malocha on Shabbos. Because we hold like beisilu, there's no issa shvisas kelim. So the Gemara says, what's shan beishamai? Le beishamai is bein covered maisa, bein loy covered maisa also. According to beishamai, not a pshat, like it says in the Mishnah, there's no nafkamina. Whether the kli is doing a maisa, whether the kli is not doing a maisa, it's also. That's what Beishamai says in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to ensure in Diyoy. You can't put ink into water right before Shabbos. Since throughout Shabbos, the ink is like being lash, mixing up with the water, and it's being done in your keli, it's in your kelim, so it's like your kelim is doing lash, even though it happens by itself, still it's usher. But according to Beishamai, there's an issa shvisas kelim. Anytime you own the kli, that a malach is being done in the kli, you're not allowed to let it be done throughout Shabbos. But according to Basil, everything is mutter. I forgot the COVID. Meister Sharma. So the more of a hash to the yam of the Beishamai. Now that you say according to Beishamai, Afagav the loy ovid maisa. Also, according to Beishamai, now we're saying a chilek, even though no maisa is being done, still it's also. It's also to let a malacha be going on in your kelim. So it says, Agav, now it's shver, what's pshan the brice before? So you want to say now, according to Beis Hillel, there's no issa shvisas kelim at all. So what's pshan the first brice that says that a rechayim you can't use? What's wrong with using a rechayim? Why can't you start the grind of working before Shabbos and let it go throughout Shabbos? There's no issa shvisas kelim according to Beis Hillel. So some achlokes rishonim. Some rishonim learned takav shan the brice now, like we said before, that's mishum avsa milsa. Since it's making a lot of noise, that's called izilusa on Shabbos and taka also. The other sheet is learned, no, this brice now goes according to Beishamai. And it's only also because there's an issa shvisas kelim. But according to Lalach, according to Beis Hillel, it will be mutter even to let a rechayim work. And the Mechaber brings down both days, but he brings down the second day to be machmir. To say that we hold the pshan, the brice before goes even according to Beis Hillel, and there is such an issa of avshim ilso. You're not allowed to let a kli do work in your house that makes a lot of noise. So I thought we spoke out. Some people want to say you shouldn't have your dryer going on throughout Shabbos. You start it before Shabbos, and it goes off by itself, since it's called avshim ilso, it's making like a lot of noise. But some Rishonim learn, we still pass in the coin to Beis Hillel. The reason why the Rechaim should not be working is because since it makes a lot of noise, that's called the Zilusa. Well, you can make a chiluk. Rechaim makes a tremendous amount of noise. It's not much a shter to the whole Shabbos. If you have a grinder, it makes a lot of noise. But Hashem can stand a dry, you stand machines like an air conditioner. Nobody asks it because it's Av Shemilsa. It's that much noise that an air conditioner makes, it's not called that much noise. Yeah. Now we're coming out according to Beishamai. Af agav lo yoved ma'aser osur. Anytime you own a kli that a mloch is being done in it, it's also let it be done throughout Shabbos. Yochi abazoi mugmar vegofris. My time is shari Beishamai. As you want to say now, the brice before goes according to Beishamai that you're allowed to let put spice on top of the coals and let it burn throughout Shabbos, and the smoke goes up into your kelim. I on the bottom, it's in the kli portion, and your kli is doing this mloch. And the Gemara now, Hosa Menach Arya. We're talking about where the coals are not in your kli, it's not in an oven, but it's pushed on the ground. So since it's on the ground, it's not in your keli, you have no keli doing any malacha. Rashi, Kogoyin Demanchi Mugma Begofris Barya, for Leibe kli, it's not inside a kli, you just have the coals on the ground, so it's not called in your kelim. I, the coals itself, that's like hefka, that's not kosher, but all the coals. So it's not called the Yimlocha. But for the Gemara, the Akasha, according to Beishamai, Gigas. Gigas means barrels of beer. They used to make beer where it takes 8 days for the barley to soak inside the water. Now when the barley is soaking inside the water, it's like a Melochah's lash. So barley gets mixed up with the water and becomes lash. It's the Melochah's being done to make the beer. So how are you allowed to let your barrels stay throughout Shabbos? Are your barrels are causing lash to be taking place? Who are din v'ner? How could you have a candle burning in your house on Shabbos? Aye, it's your ner, and your ner is doing a Melochah. Who are din u'kdera? How could you ever have a pot on the oven, even if you put it before Shabbos, but throughout Shabbos now it's being bishul. So your kelim is being mavashal on Shabbos. According to Beisham, it should be also to let a pot go on top of the oven before Shabbos. Ushvut, what in the spit that you put the meat on and put it into the oven to roast it, should also be also. Is my time a shari beshamay? It's a zicha mutu kointe beshamay. Everybody does like that. So what's the heta kointe beshamay? The Torah says the mafkulu afkuri. The zicha swara kointe beshamay. Everybody is mafki the kelim. And since you know you have to cook, you have to have food, you have to have chont on Shabbos, so it's like a non sadi, you're mafki your pot before Shabbos. So when the pot is doing cooking on Shabbos, it's not called your pot. That's what you have to say according to Beis Shammai. But according to Beis Hillel, Allah, about everything is mutter. According to Beis Hillel, we hold there's no issa shvisas kelim. So Drashi Gigas, Shas Sheikhar B'toicho, you have beer inside it. V'yefshel Sheikhal Oretz, V'asur, you can't put it on the ground, it has to be in a barrel. V'asurim Nishurim Kol HaShabbos, and the barley inside is like soaking the whole Shabbos. Yoysa Mechas Yom, takes at least 8 days to make beer. V'yashabbos v'chlal, you have to have a Shabbos in between. V'chein ner ha'delek v'shabbos, v'chein k'dera sh'agabi kiro, sh'yev sh'shloy t'istamek v'shabbos. Even though it's cooked before Shabbos, so it gets a little bit more cooked on Shabbos. So who the pot is doing this, the bishul on Shabbos. V'chein shvud, hamunach v'tanak l'kamon, v'shal shalom say, let her put a shvud, a spit inside the oven. You have the meat roasting on the spit. The Teretz is, but a mafkul is a trashi l'kelim. As a non-sadi, everybody's mafkul is kelim before Shabbos. Since you don't own it, you like mafkar it, so you're not mitzvah to not have malachim be done in the keli. Only a keli that you own is an issa shvisas kelim. But if you're mafkar it, it's mutter. The Torah speaks out the mafkar. Afagav yomah bin adorim to be in hefke b'fnei gimu. We hold in order to be mafkar kli, you have to do it in front of three people. And nobody does that. About a Friday before, right before Shabbos, nobody goes in front of three people saying, "Be mafkar my kelim." It's not that you need three, it's not midiraisa. It's only a svara, a stam to be mafkir chayfet, you don't really mean it. We're afraid you're just joking around. So you have to have it in front of three people. But here it's a non-sadi, you mean it, because nobody wants to be over in Issa deraisa, or shrisas kalem. So it's a non-sadi, you're being mafkir that helps. Same thing like chomets v'pesach. If you're mafkir your chomets before pesach, also you don't need it in front of three people. Because a non-sadi, you mean to be mafkir your chomets. You don't want to be over the Issa chomets and pesach. So there, helps are feeling between by yourself. So the more man tana l'hora tana rabbonim. Who learned this brisa? Loi tamale isha kedera asosias b'trumusim. An isha can't fill up a pot with type of beans. Drashi mina kitni is different type of beans. Or tzrichin bishul yaisa. It takes a long time. It can take 20 hours for it to cook. You have to cook it very long. But teniach l'teicha tana er shabbos shall took this cholim pot and put it in the tana right before Shabbos im chashecha. That's also to do this. Even though you put it on the fire before Shabbos, still it's awesome. V'yim nostan, and if you did put it on the blech before Shabbos, is l'moitzoy Shabbos asurin. It's also teeded the whole Shabbos, and even moitzoy Shabbos is awesome. V'chtei sheyasu, you have to wait after Shabbos till the amount of time it will take you to start cooking it after Shabbos. In other words, you can't have any hanor for the malacha that was done on Shabbos. So you have to wait after Shabbos enough time that you can start cooking it then. So if you wait 10 hours after Shabbos, then you're allowed to eat it, because not called, you had anor from Melech HaShabbos. Shrashi b'chei sheyasu, k'dei shele yahanem Melech HaShabbos. You shouldn't have anor from Melech HaShabbos. I will soon say, what was the melacha here? You put up this cholent before Shabbos on the blech. So what's wrong that's cooking throughout Shabbos? So the Mark Yitzibah, you know the din the Brisa says is, lo yamalei nachtem chav yishamayim. A baker should not fill up a chav yis, a barrel full of water. And put this big pot full of water in the tanner right before Shabbos. It's also awesome. And if he did it, is the moitzoy Shabbos is also to have anor from it throughout Shabbos, and even moitzoy Shabbos is also asurin v'chtei sheyasu. As long as it would take you to like start boiling the water after Shabbos, so that much time you could do it after Shabbos is not called you had anor from the left of Shabbos, because you could have done it after Shabbos. Zuz the Tanner with his brisa. The churus of the Gemara lema beishamahi v'loy beitil. This brisa has to go according to beishamahi. Like, what's the malacha? What's wrong with putting up the cholin before Shabbos? Elamai, that since on Shabbos your keli is doing an issa bishul loy beishamahi. That's an issa deraisa, not to let your keli be mavashal on Shabbos. So the Gemara, no, here it goes even according to beitil. Afilu teima beitil. This could even go according to beitil. That's not an issa deraisa that you're having your pot cook on Shabbos. Because according to Beis Hillel, there's no Issa Shvisas Kalim. Your Kali is allowed to do Malach on Shabbos. And here it's a Gzeira Shemayachta B'Gcholim. We're afraid now if you put up a Ruot Cholin right before Shabbos, we're afraid that maybe comes Friday night, the Cholin is not ready yet. So you're going to want to make the fire a little bit bigger to get the Cholin cooking better. So we're afraid Friday night when you come home, you're going to start hitting the coals to make the coals burn up, to get a bigger flame, to make it cook better. So that's a Gzeira Shemayachta B'Gcholim. Now, that's one of the reasons why we use a blech. Well, a hetter for this is, if you use a blech, you have a hecker that you're not allowed to hit the fire, that's mutter. So if you'd put up a raw cholent right before Shabbos, also to do it, unless you have a blech. Because without a blech, you have this gzer, anything raw you put up right before Shabbos, there's a gzer, you come to hit it to make it burn better. Or you'll turn the fire and make it higher. We'll see later when the loch is not murchuk. People do the chumrah. But the ikka gezerah was just to cover the fire. That was the ikka takonah. Yafta b'gecholim l'mayim b'shulim. We're afraid you'll hit the gecholim to make it cook better. For the Gemara Yehochiv, this is the gezerah, and it goes according to Beis Hillel, of a zoi mugma v'gofris nami ligzer. How come Beis Hillel says you're allowed to put this sense on the fire before Shabbos and let it burn throughout the whole Shabbos and the smoke goes into the kelim? I want you afraid also there, Shemayachta. It's not doing such a good job. The coals are going out. Let's be afraid to hit the coals. Have the Gemara Hossam Lemachtla. No, that's a swear people don't hit the coals there. Di Machti Solak Lekutra. Because there, the bad smoke would come up. Because when you're doing a process of making your kelim, making your clothes smell nice, so you have to let it only go from the coals itself. If you're going to hit the coals, you make black smoke come up, that's going to be bad for the begodim. So there's no gzera shemayachta. V'koshlu, and it's bad for it, therefore you have no gzera. V'ayto oinen shopishten, how come you're allowed to put flax inside the oven to become white? Why aren't we afraid also on Shabbos you come to open up the oven and hit the coals to make it go ahara? Nami ligzer, have the Gemara Hossam, Kiva Nakosha Luzika. It's very bad for the wind to come inside the tanner. What they did with the flax was they put the flax in the tanner before Shabbos, and in the tanner there was coals, and used to close the tanner that no air comes in. Not no air, but just no wind should come in. Vice versa, because if you open up the tanner, then wind comes in, and the wind is bad for the flax. It will make it so white. There'll come a little bit dirty wind inside, you wouldn't do it. So, Vice versa, no Xerim. It's keep on the koshul zika, since the wind is there to come in for the flax, lay megalale, you won't open up the oven. Right, it's semel yura. The Mishnah says, according to Beis Hillel, you're allowed to put the wool in the yura in the big pot with dye before Shabbos, even though throughout Shabbos it dyes better. I ligzer, maybe you see it's not doing such a good job, so in the middle of Shabbos you'll come to hit the coals to make it burn better. Omar Shmuel b'yoyra kura. We're talking about there where it's a big pot, but in the time you took the pot off the fire. True, if the pot would be on the fire, it'd be also to leave it. This is also without a blech. On top of the fire itself, you'd have the gzera shemayachtam. Maybe in the middle of Shabbos is not doing such a good job, you'll hit the fire. We're talking about the biyar rakura. It was taken off the oven, off the fire. Now there's no more shemayachtam. For the Gemara, there's another gzera though. V'necha shema megizbo. Let's be afraid on Shabbos you have this wool inside this big pot with dye, it's supposed to dye, maybe it's not doing such a good job. So how do you make it dye better? You come to be megas, you'll mix it around. You'll mix around the wool in the dye on Shabbos. Why don't we have such a gzera like that? Have the Gemara bayakura v'teicha. It's not true, you have this gzera. We're talking about where this pot is off the fire. V'teicha means you like cemented down the cover. The cover is down very hard, tight inside. So if you don't have the gzera, you'll open up the cover. So much you won't do on Shabbos. So Rashi learns, Megis, Rashi says, Mahapech bo umavushal heavy bishul. That's Rashi's shita, that if you're going to mix it up, Hagosa, there'll be an issa bishul. There's some shitas like that. There's now a big shayla l'alocha, but there is a shita like this, but we're not machma at this. Now, meaning to take the cholent off the fire on Shabbos, and then you want to take the ladle and mix up the pot. So here you're making Hagosa, you're mixing around the food, even though it's off the fire. So according to Rashi, Rashi is saying that should be yosa. That will be an issa bishul. So Maisa, the Ramor brings it down, but you could be making on that. Because this pshat in the Gemara we learn more like Tosfos Halacha. Tosfos learns the shaila is Dilma Megis Bo, the heavy surveyor. It's not a shaila from Bishul. Here it's a shaila, you're dyeing the wool. So we're afraid on Shabbos you come to mix the wool and then you'll be over the Issa Tzaveya. You're making it dye better. But something that was Mavushal cold circle, if the chold is completely cooked already, if you take it off the fire, we don't hold this in Issa Megis. There's a Chumra to be Machmir. But there's no cool, you could be make a gosa to make a gosa. We're only machmir on top of the fire itself, not to make a gosa. It's when the chold is still on top of the fire, then you shouldn't take a ladle to mix it up. Even stam take it out, there's also shallah. Some people make one, some people not make one. But to mamish make a gosa, that you shouldn't do when it's on the fire. But when you take it off the fire, then you could be make one. It's not like Rashi.
Rashi's fair. What's the problem?
It's mechsek mavashim. Right, the Hashtag Diyom Amar, Gzeira Shem Yachta Bin Cholem, Zotimor. We're coming out to Maskona though, that you can't put a fire, a pot, on the fire right before Shabbos, because the Gzeira maybe you come to hit on the coals to make it burn better. Abazoi, Hai Kedera Chaisav, you have a Ruah Cholent, is Shorri Lanucha Yara Shabbos Sim Hashechem Atanur. As if it's a Ruah Cholent, nothing started to cook at all before Shabbos, Zotimor, that's Mutta to put up right before Shabbos. Why my timer? Friday night it's not going to be ready anyway. It's the mal number time. It took a good few hours till it got cooked. So if you put it up right before Shabbos, you zichah don't have das eat it Friday night, because you know it's going to take 5-6 hours for it to get cooked. When do you have das eat it? Shabbos morning. So then there's no gzeirah shem yachta b'cholim. Zichah by tomorrow morning will be cooked well. His male kiv when the loy chod yurt, it's not roy it eat anyway tonight, his asuche mesech daiti menei, the loy osir lechatuya, yicholim. Yizicha don't think about it Friday night, because it's not oymet to eat anyway Friday night, you first need it tomorrow morning, so you don't have das to be lechatuya, to hit the coals. Trashiv hashtu du yom amar, ti hanochas kideru lo yasiri ala mishum katiyo, you're not allowed to put a pot on top of the fire, because it's there you come to hit it. If it's a raw, whatever it is, raw cholent, raw, any raw food, and it cooks throughout the whole night. Because something raw on the mile, you don't have that seated that night. And chos, we didn't leave it there for that purpose. So mishum lemochrom. So you want to eat it tomorrow. We're not afraid to come to hit the coals. It's a long time for it to cook. I had the Bryce before says you can't put up these sholen beans. Shame called Lila by Yom Deilahim. Rashi goes, there are those beans, like Rashi first said, takes a long, long time for them to cook. So there, even the night and the day won't be enough. So there, we're afraid to come in the morning, you'll see it's not ready yet, you'll go and hit the gecholim. So Churub is man is there that with our cooking, the more you put up something, it gets done in an hour or two, could be you would have this gezeirah. If you put up something raw right before Shabbos on top of the fire without a blech. But the ma'aseh is man is there, our food, whatever you put up, potatoes you put up or something, it takes an hour for the cook and then it's roy. So even at Friday night you would have das eat it. So the answer is to have a blech. Well, the blech will be mutter. But the Gemara is saying, in the Gemara's times at least, we had this kedera chaisa, raw cholent. It took a very long time for it to be cooked, had a small fire then. But since yezichah don't have das eat it at night, it's mutter. So the more uboshel shaper domi, let's look to you calling uboshel shaper domi, uboshel if it's already cooked also shaper domi. You're allowed to put it up right before Shabbos because there's no gzera shemiyach. It's already cooked. You just want to warm it up. For warming it up, there's no gzera. You come to hit it. So next time, if you have a chon that's cooked already before Shabbos, then you're allowed to leave it on the fire even without a blech. You wouldn't need a blech. The only reason why we have a blech is we'll see Gemara's later as chazorah. There's a locha that once you take the pot off the fire, you're not allowed to put it back again on top of the fire. Only if you have a blech. That's another reason why we have a blech. Even though usually all our food is cooked well before Shabbos, but most of the chinik, the hot water pot, once you take the water off the fire, if you want to put it back on again, it's only mutter if there's a blech there. Without a blech, you can't put it back. But if you just want it to stay there to warm up, and when you take it off, you're not going to put it back on again, then you will need a blech. Like Mar says, a bias mavushal, cold circuit, it's cooked. You're just leaving it there to warm up before Shabbos. That's mutter, because there's no gzera shemayachta. Boshel v'loy boshel osir. Or something started to be cooked, but it's not cooked legamri. That's when it's osir. Because here we say now, Mistam, you have das tita tonight, Friday night, and we're afraid by the time you come home from shul, you see it's not ready yet, so you're going to go and hit the coals. This would be yosef. No, it's less than that. If it's cooked legarmi before Shabbos, then you're allowed to leave it. Vashenke bishul loy bishul, that's when it's also. But place be south, so loy med loy have kamacha bed visoi. The other kamacha bed visoi is shol l'shoisi. That'll be mutter. Right, so the more of you shod the begar machaya, but if you have this, whatever it is, this tavshul, this kugel, that's half done, half not done, that's when it's also, if you're going to throw inside of the raw bone, then shapet domi, it's mutter. Why? So Rashi shod the begar machaya, the lav dait lamechel yurtam. And it operates like a cholent, that's half done, half not done. So it's like a shum, and astam, it could be ready at night time, so it'd be also. But if you're putting in a raw bone, you're like showing us that you have no das either tonight. Like you want this bone to be cooked, or this raw meat to be cooked. So since it doesn't get cooked at night till tomorrow morning, it's like you're not you don't have das to eat this whole shon till tomorrow morning. Then it'll be mutter. Be sure the begar mochaya shapidom. If you throw there a raw bone, it's mutter. From a hash to the yomamar. Kol midi de kosher lezika lemagle, anything that's bare to have the wind come into it. You're not going to uncover it. Whereas here we're talking about you put the things inside the oven. And in order to make a chito, the ovens then were, the coals were inside the oven. And in order to hit the coals, you had to open up the oven and go inside. Yeah. Now certain things, we don't know more, you'll open up the oven because we don't want the wind to come in. So something that you don't want the wind to come in, we don't have this gzeira. But like hibisra the gdiya, if you have meat from a kid's meat, means a young goat, is vishorik, and also the tanner itself. You had it closed well. Shorik means Rashi piatana batit. You put like cement, or not mamas cement, just dirt around the opening of it. Sodiv kisui ena muchen lachtis. Then we have two svaras where you're not going to open it up now on Shabbos to hit the coals. One svar is because you don't want the wind to come inside the tanner, and also you closed it pretty tight. So it's going to be a big tirch of you to open it up and then close it again. You're not going to do that. High bisra the gdiya, vishorik, and also you put the cement, you close it tight, shapidomi. The borcho, that's an older behemoth, Rashi ayel godel, an older ayel. So there, that meat, loikosh lezika. There, if the wind comes in while you're roasting it, nothing will happen to it. Abazai, the borcho at the gemara, vishorik, and also you didn't put any cement around the cover to it, that's vade osa. The first case is vade mutter, because you have two milas, it's closed tight. And it's bare the wind for it. And the second case is vade oser, because it's too chesroinus. Eshtens, the wind won't harm it, and also it's not closed tight. For the Gemara, the gediyah of loy sorek, what about if you have this young meat that the wind is bare, but you didn't close it too tight? Is that mutter or not? Are we guys, you'll open it up to hit the meat, to hit the coals. Or else the barcha, let's say you have this older type of meat, that if the wind doesn't bother it, or be vesharek, but you have it sealed tight. Are we have the gzeir here or not? Ravashi says both are mutter. As you need both chesroinis to aser it. It has to be older meat, plus that the cover is not closed tight. So therefore it's easy to open it up, and even if you open it up, the wind coming in won't ruin the meat. So then you have the gzer, you'll open it up to hit the coals. But if you have one mila, it's mutter. Rav Yemi Mediftana Osir says, no, this case of Osir is only mutter if you have two milas. It has to be young meat that you don't want the wind to come in, and also it's closed tight, so too much of a tirch if you open it up. So the moral of Ravashi, the Shor, according to Ravashi, holds a smutter. A 1 mile by itself is smutter. Although you have a kasha for the Brisa, but Tanya, the Brisa says, ain't soilin bosoi. You're not allowed to roast meat. It says meat. Botzel, onions, or baits and eggs, elikadesh yisalim abayjoin. Unless it was roasted before Shabbos. So posh, this is the gzeir Hashem yachta. So according to Rabbi Yemi, it's always smutter. Yeah, the quote of Ashi is always mutter. And the Gemara poshid, Hosom, the borch of loy sorek. Because if Ashi is also masking, there's at least one case that's also. If you have older meat, that the wind doesn't stir it, doesn't ruin it. And also it's not closed tight, so there it's easy to open up the tanner. And we're afraid then you'll open it up to ma'machta. So that's Chandra's Brysa. Ika the Yam, another lesson learns like this. The Gediya, if it's young meat, vein sorek, vein loy sorek, shapadami. The Brysa says claw. You only need one mila. Since it's young meat, so if you open up the tanner while you're cooking it, the wind comes in, ruins the meat, there's no gzeri. You'll have to have that cooking on Shabbos, because we're not goyzer shema yachta. You won't open up the tanner to hit the coals. To borch, if you have older meat, nami. Vishorik, and also, even though older meat, the wind doesn't ruin it, but if you close it, seal it tight, it's also mut, shapidomi. Keep pligi, where's the machlekes? The borch, older meat, for loy shorik, and it's not sealed tight. So it's mamish tuchas too. It's very easy to open it up, and also the wind coming in doesn't ruin it. So there's a good zera. The Ravashi shor, Ravashi says even that is mutter. Sounds going to be shver. According to Ravashi, there's no case that's also by roasting meat. Is any time you roast meat in the oven, it's always mutter. Even this older meat, and even the older meat with the cover not sealed down is also.